Coach Gant, one of the things that's season started, you've got a lot of games under your belt. Hasn't started out quite the way that you guys had hoped. What's the energy within the team right now?
Well, I think we've had some moments where the energy is flagged and it's shown in our performance. So as a coaching staff, particularly when you have a head coach who's also a psychologist, you start to notice that motivation thing and the emotion thing. And so we've been doing a lot of stuff with the boys to get them re-engaged and to really care about their performance, not just show up for a game, but to really be eager to go about it. And we've turned some things over to the players themselves, particularly team captains, to take a little bit more responsibility for their own performance and for their own the motivational level of their fellow teammates. Just to realize things haven't gone well yet. That we're on the cusp. We're ready to turn that stone over and get a fresh start, because we have the talent we need and we've had some adversity. And one of the things we talked about recently was not letting ourselves be defined by our mistakes and miscues of the past, but begin to define ourselves in terms of how we respond to the disappointments and how we take it up, and we take a forward-looking approach. And I think that's starting to take root in the locker room. I think guys are starting to buy into that. I think this weekend will be a test to see if that's in fact the case.
And do you know some of the practical things that your captains are doing to try to keep the environment up?
Yeah. Well, I think they've had some players-only meetings where each captain has taken a third of the team. They've gathered together and they've talked about they talked to each other and recommitted to each other what they're going to do on the ice and how they're going to focus their own efforts individually and as line mates and that sort of thing. They've talked about in very honest ways. They've shared with each other what their fears were that they felt were holding them back from giving their all, and kind of committed to one another to get over those fears and really push through to a new level. I think that's been something tremendously important.
What's some of the things that you've seen improvement with this team in their play on the ice?
Well, I think we're working hard at mastering the systems that we brought in. It's really a young team. There's a lot of guys in this locker room who haven't been here for a while. And this is top to bottom, an entirely new philosophy and set of team systems. And so there's a steep learning curve, even for the guys who've been here. But we have a lot of fresh guys. And so it takes a while to move beyond understanding it as drawn up on the chalkboard to understanding it in that split second heat of the moment out on the ice. I think we're making some real progress there. We're making some plays we weren't making at the beginning of the season. So as a coaching staff, we always feel like there's a lot we need to work on. But we also take a realistic view and set back and say, you know what? There's been a lot of real progress as a team. We're really gelling. We're looking for those passes. We're looking to get the puck to those open spaces where we know guys will be, and we're supporting each other in the defensive zone and building off some of that.
What are one of the things that you've seen plague this team and that concern you in their play going forward?
Well, no doubt the mental aspect. It's no secret the team has had a rough patch for several years now. The psychology of losing set in. There's no way to dance around that. And then we came in with some real high hopes. The players came in with real high hopes and didn't achieve right away. And so what they've had to struggle with for a little while now was, oh no, here it goes again. We're not good enough to win. We're afraid to win. We can't pull it off. And so that, more than anything else, has really been a focus of the coaching staff, is to help them come to realize they are good enough. We do have talent, and things haven't gone quite the way we wanted, and we could have done better, but this is not like any of the past. This is new. It's fresh. Things will gel. They've got what it takes. So just focusing on the mental aspect, getting the psychology of winning and competing back in the locker room, moving beyond everybody saying all the right things that you say in a locker room to really believing what you're saying and showing it out on the ice.
Is this a unique challenge in your coaching career? Have you faced similar scenarios, or has this been a new challenge?
Yes and no. I've faced this with teams before, but in all honesty, I've never had a team that has taken this long for me to kind of turn around on the mental aspect. But I've also never had a team that has the history that this team has of struggling. So it doesn't surprise me that it's taking time to beat that down and build a new atmosphere, a new psychology in the locker room. But it has presented some challenges and some frustrations for the coaching staff, because we want the change happen right now, because we see what the possibilities are and what the talent level is. But it's taken time.
Which players have been, for you, really key for you this year? Who's stepped up and been a real leader on this team this year?
Well, definitely one of our captains, Axel Boyer. He's good for a couple of points a game in most cases. He's a hitting machine. He leads by example. He leads by helping the coaches. You know, he takes players aside and teaches. He's been a force to reckon with out there. Sometimes guys, I think, maybe rely on him too much because he's so good at what he does. But we've gotten real support all around. Our goalies have been really good for us all around. Noah Frost has come on in the past several games, has just shown a brilliance in front of the net with tips and redirects and getting some ugly goals down there. Nick Bartholomew has just continued to show that he knows how to put the puck in the net. He knows how to snipe. And Tate Cowley's another one. Young man, not very big, but he plays big. And when he's on the ice, nobody on the other team is safe from getting pummeled, just sent through the boards. Yeah.
So you have one home game over a 2-month stretch, and you guys are seeing a lot of the road. That's a big challenge.
It is a big challenge. It takes kids away from school, so they have to ramp up their academic efforts while they're on the road. It's hard to be away from home, sleeping in a strange bed, and long road trips on the bus.
Different ice too, right?
Different ice, yeah. I mean, we go to places they've never been before, different crowds, different, you know, just different routine all the way around. But what we try to do as a coaching staff is get a routine in place so that even though we're on the road, there's a routine, everybody knows it, there's no confusion, we keep them doing stuff, busy, engaged, so that they're focused on game time and performance there, and just get them to all. There's also something that's good about a road game, because you don't have to feel like the home crowd is seeing any mistakes, right? So you don't have a big crowd cheering you, but you also don't have anybody booing you or thinking you're doing poor. So there's some freedom that comes from that you can just go there and just play your game and not worry about anything extraneous. And so, again, that's something we try to get them to focus on as well.
Last thing I saw, you guys have a newsletter that you're able to post in institutes out there. I saw that on your Facebook page. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, we just recently got permission to send a flyer out to all the seminaries and institutes throughout the world through the church educational system, just providing information about our team. One of the most frequent things that happens is people don't even know BYU has a hockey team. So this will not only get the word out, but it'll go out very wide to a lot of LDS kids, many of whom out there, there's hockey players out there, and some of them are really, really good, but they just didn't know BYU had a team, and so they end up looking elsewhere. This gets the word out to them. It gets out the word to young players that there's something to aspire to. It's a really wonderful mechanism for recruiting and disseminating information about the team and the possibilities.
So when we see a few Russians on the team in a couple years?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, it didn't come through this, but somehow through the network of a small church where everybody knows everybody, I've actually been contacted by some players, one from Sweden and one from the Czech Republic, Mormon kids over there who happened to Google Mormon and hockey somehow and came up with our website and are wanting to come to BYU and play for us.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck against Boise State.
Thank you. Thank you very much.